Time now for the bonus hour on your home for Louisville Cardinals coverage, 93.9 The Ville, WLCL Sellersburg, Louisville.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And it feels like the type of day you might want to throw a barbecue. Steve Rummage back in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
Man, it's good to be back, you know? I think it's good to be back. I don't know. I've been so I was really, my parents were with us this week, so I was really off the grid. I didn't even get to hear this show. I mean, I have not listened to a single sound of sports radio this week, and really
there must be a god then.
I know, and really haven't done a lot of tweeting or anything, man. So, like, it's just been it's been a too peaceful of a week. Actually, I don't like how much I enjoyed it. That bothered me. I was like, oh man. It's like, usually, you know, because usually you're like, oh man, chomping at the bit. You know, now it's like, I don't know, man. It's kind of nice.
Nikki V in the booth. Nikki, what's going on?
They want the boot.
Well, welcome back, Steve. Questions though.
Okay.
Favorite thing you ate. Favorite Ooh. Thing you did, yeah. Favorite new thing.
Right, you don't get to go on vacation thing. And just come back and just get like hit the ground rolling. Because listen, we're not moving forward until we get that one texter to say, can you please talk about sports and no vacation to conversation,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Talk sports, Tommy. There we go.
Please, yeah, no.
Can't we're, talk this morning.
We're going to talk about your vacation.
Midday's about Steve Rummage. Well, you know, I'd love to, and there's a lot, you know, with it, and it's fun, and I'll get to a couple of those things. But I'm back, and now I quickly have another decision to make about Ooh. Tomorrow, because I really am thinking – and I'm leaning heavily towards going to SummerSlam tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I forgot it's in Nashville.
Yes, I know. Ooh. Yeah, so I'm like, what was that? Oh, I guess it was on mine. I was like, where does that come from?
I didn't know either.
Okay. Anyways, yes, so it's in Nashville tomorrow night, SummerSlam in Nissan Stadium, and it looks like the weather's going to be nice. So I'm thinking about packing up Elijah and going down there. Yeah. So
it's going to be outside, right? Like you said, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's outdoors, but it'll be at nighttime. So, yeah.
I encourage any trips to Nashville.
I know. I love Nashville too. So I'm thinking that's what I'm going
to
do.
Card looks pretty sweet. How many of the big four pay per views have you been to?
Just Royal Rumble.
When will your next opportunity do you foresee? The opportunity to go into a SummerSlam.
I don't know. Because I don't know where they are, you know. So, I mean, this one, it's just so good. I mean, it's outdoors. It's in Nashville. It's like, it would be silly, I think, to not just drive down to Nashville and go to mm-hmm. it. I can drive down, come back after. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't even got to stay the night. I can just go down there and, you know, come back. So, I don't know. I'm leaning heavily towards going.
I vote towards if you, you know.
Yeah, I really think
get down there safely and everything. Yeah, you're not rushing.
Yeah.
Is Elijah pushing it?
Yeah, he would like to go. So I think we're going to do that. So, yeah. So, anyways, there's that, man. Yeah. So, but it was fun. Look, I had a good week, man. It's good. We was with the parents. So, it was a little different of a trip. It was more, that's why I really wasn't on here all week because they kind of like to get up and get going and doing things they like to do. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that's it. Okay, so it's fun. Food. Nikki, you
food's good.
Food?
Yeah, food was good.
I had the Guy Fieri. They got a Flavor Town down there.
I saw the photo of that. I was hoping you were going to say that.
It was good. They had the trash can nachos, which were really good, that we shared. They had a macaroni and cheese burger. It was really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The food's still, yeah, the food's good. You think about it, they have it down there. So, yeah, fun stuff, man. They have a ride down there. We rode and did the mountain coasters and stuff. So it was fun. It was
okay. Well, I don't want to bring you back into like complete depression mode. Like, you realize that you're back in the city, you're back on the show, and you're covering a football program that has like four or five stars in town, and four stars and all that kind of stuff. And you know, it's barbecue day.
502
barbecue. Conversation.
502 barbecue. Yes. Coming back to that. We've got five stars in town.
I like the verbiage everybody's using too. Like, I'm coming home.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Well, I saw Reuben Owens got here last night. Number one running back in America. I mean, we've got multiple five stars here for 20.
What's the number one tight end in America?
Yeah. Era? Like, one.
Just throw that in there.
Yeah. I mean, oh, you know, hey. I mean, obviously,
since y'all are going to be in town.
That linebacker, the Capers kid, may show up still. There was wonder
TJ
about
Caper.
There was wonder about whether he would or not. He's like number eight player overall or something like that in 24.
It's funny. I went through the list.
Even though he's from Miami.
It's hard to get.
I think Miami's going to.
Hard to get you out of there.
Start doing their thing. I have started.
The problem is, Steve, I was excited just reading the names. And you know those first names that say, okay, I don't have to see these guys.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name, Nikki, that stands out from yesterday?
Oh, God. It was Stanquan, I can't remember his last name, and Leviticus. Those two guys.
Yeah, when you bring in a guy named Stanquan.
What? That kid, right? Isn't there? He's from Miami, and they're putting him on commit watch. Like, he might commit.
I'm just talking about the name, Steve.
I know.
It's just like,
but if you can have the name and we get him, then that would be awesome. Four-star linebacker, they're saying. I mean, it's crazy, man. Like, it's not gotten old to think, like, man, they're recruiting. And like I said, now you've got the 24 kids are starting to pile in here. And this weekend, I mean, you've got like two or three five-stars from 2024 that are here.
How much of this right now is just staff working, and how much is it circuit buzz? Again, there's no way you can know that. So if you were just Steve Rummage kind of guessing, you know.
Well, I mean, there is a portion of it that you say they're riding the hot hand. Mm-hmm. I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, but
I mean, even Satterfield will admit, he said you got to get hot.
Absolutely. And Louisville's definitely hot right now. So, I mean, there's, you know, it's probably 60-40, 70-30. Because, I mean, you got to give the staff the credit for doing what they do, coming up with a 502 barbecue, coming up with stuff like that. Like, that's why I said it a couple weeks ago. And I said, you know, it sounds a little cringy at first when I say people that win national titles sound and look like Scott Satterfield.
Right.
But that's because they understand. It's guys that understand black culture, understand how to, you know what I'm saying? Like, can
understand
do that.
Understand what they're looking for.
Yeah. And they do
stuff. If you take some good time to just psychoanalyze, okay, these young black men
and care enough to do
this.
It. Yeah.
And I can bridge this gap.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yes.
Because this is what I do, all football.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Cody, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, guys? Steve, good to have you back, man. Since you've been gone, Nikki's just been unhinged, dude.
I've heard, you know, I got some texts. I was going to have to ask Nick later. Because I got some messages that was like just BB and Nikki, and it was like contrarian Nikki, and I'm like, what in God's name is Nick done this week?
Middays MSNBC. I was spouting all kinds of agendas.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, yesterday, the first hour, the gender politics discussion was pretty fire, but it's just like, man, dude, so Steve, you gotta reel him back in, bro. Please, man.
Fair enough. I don't know if I can.
Appreciate it, Cody.
But yeah, appreciate you, man.
Contain.
No, so real quick, as you guys know, or I don't know if you guys forgot, I'm doing a podcast now. Shout out to the High 502 podcast, And doing that, I've been doing some research with, you know, who we're offering in basketball and who's interested. Have you guys heard of El Marco Jackson?
No.
Okay, you need to check him out because he said that Louisville is on him extremely hard. He's got a lot of interest in Louisville. He's absolutely disgusting. He's really starting to climb up the ranks. Like, physically, he looks like he would be a downhill kind of guard, but he can create his own shot. Like, he's disgusting. Like, check him out whenever you get the chance. I just don't hear a lot of people talking about him. So, yeah.
Yeah, plug that podcast one more time.
The High 502 Podcast. High, spelled regular, 5, spelled regular, 02 Podcast. Me and my buddy Naeem, we had a really good episode that came out on Monday night. And we talked a little bit about everything. So check it out. It's really fun.
Fair enough.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate the call. I have to apologize a bit, Steve.
Yeah. Curious as to what happened there.
Sorry, Cody. We got a bit distracted. Nikki, you know what that was, right?
My future ex-wife?
Yes.
Sure. But Jeanette will love that.
But you know what we just witnessed, right?
Jeanette's the full time. Yeah.
You know, you know what we just witnessed, right?
What?
I don't know if this is politically correct, but I got to say it. I got to say this. I'm sorry. Listen.
An F1 track coming to Louisville because those curves.
Just wait. That's funny. Just wait. Don't say anything. If this is too risque, y'all let me know immediately.
Okay.
Hey, I don't mean to offend ever, okay? So if it offends you, I didn't do it on purpose, and I'll apologize.
Narrator, he immediately offended everyone.
Immediately offends everyone. I can see it coming.
You know what that was, Nikki?
I'm listening.
Steve, you just witnessed the ultimate walk of shame.
Well, I didn't witness it.
Nikki, it was the exact same clothes yesterday at the exact same time.
Oh.
That was the walk of shame.
Oh, no.
See? And then you put the extra stink on it, Nikki.
Oh, no.
That was the... That was... Listen, Steve. Listen. I'm sorry. Listen, Steve, when somebody... let's just say this. A very attractive woman walked by yesterday, right? So much so that myself and Nikki were just like, I'm like, man. Really good looking,
right?
Woman, you know,
sure,
no big deal. We were just
sure
we noticed it and went on about doing the show,
sure,
yeah.
And when you see that woman walking the exact direction the next morning in the exact same apparel, it's like, yeah, I think I know what just happened. I've been on college campus long enough.
She looked like well put. It didn't look like sloppy though. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
it wasn't. No, like, was she carrying her shoes? I didn't notice.
I think she was.
Oh, okay. Then maybe. Yeah.
Stop saying that. Stop saying it because people are gonna go get camera footage from somewhere.
Oh God, yeah. No, I don't want the poor girl to be. No.
Right, yeah. right. But yeah, that's just what happened. Okay, so recruit. Sorry, yeah, the damage is done. Recruiting, hot 502. Yeah. What does Steve do to outdo his last Beamer Benz and Bentleys?
Oh,
I want you to play that during the next break.
Sorry. Oh, our last recruiting visits.
Yes, we had the Beamer Benz and Bentleys. How do you?
Yeah, because you do got to switch it up a little bit.
Yes, myself and Nikki were coming up with recruiting tactics yesterday to upgrade it and outdo it.
All right, so my idea was this, and it was off the dome, and I still think it's kind of terrible, but it also off the dome, you know, like a true freestyle.
That's what do we do in here?
Yeah, I mean, I was just throwing spaghetti at the wall.
Okay.
You know? So
that's what we do.
We have no notes for the show today.
We freestyle. I have five topics.
Yeah.
And none of them noted.
What was off the...
Well, my idea was this. I was like, okay, you have like four major celebrities that like I feel like kind of have transcended the you know, pop culture.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got Lamar, Jennifer Lawrence, Jack Harlow, and Donovan Mitchell.
Okay.
I would say. So... They already you got to get one of them to come in here, and then they've already done the Jack Harlow meal at KFC. KFC is also tied into the city.
Okay.
So I was like, you make meals for all the kids, and you put their brand on the cups and the like sandwiches and everything like that. And I was like, I know that's cheesy, and every other like rival fan base would probably make fun of it. But at the same time, it's kind of going into the NIL thing when it's all about branding, man. I mean, if I saw my face on a cup,
yeah,
I'd be like, oh, the Nick Valvano meal, which is just 14 chicken sandwiches, like, yeah, you know, something obscene like that.
I mean, we already had linemen eating chicken out of a helmet.
Thank God they had other stuff. Thank God it just wasn't my delegation represented in those commercials. Jesus Lord.
I'm not going to lie. I did that did cross my mind. I was like, there are coffee grounds. The Keurig must be feeling kind of sick.
That looks disgusting.
It's probably why we got another Keurig out there.
I don't know why you showed that. That's gross.
Yeah, I hope that was good.
Okay,
was that good?
Do you have a quick
upgrade?
So you can tap dance real quick.
Okay.
You know what I said? Removable headrest seat covers.
Mm-hmm.
When you get in your Bentleys this time and you got your name or your nickname on the headrest, mm-hmm. and personalize it, or those little glow things when you open the door and you can put in anything you want, you know, it's like we were talking about Stan Kwan. It's like if I open one of these Bentleys and it got Stan Kwan on the headrest or the little light at the bottom that says Stan. I'm coming here.
Yeah, like that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I mean, gosh. Because look, I mean, I'm wondering what do they do to step it up? Or do you just, because I mean, you don't want to disappoint the new wave of kids.
I know.
Because it's like, where's the Bentleys? Where's the,
because yeah,
where's,
I mean,
the airplanes?
That's the thing. I mean, the new wave, they haven't done that yet. You know, I mean, a couple of them have been here before, but to really put it on, you know,
and it's like, it's such a big deal now.
I mean, like Peyton Woodyard is coming here. And he's a teammate of Pierce Clarkson. He's a top 10 player. Like a top 10 player in the class. Safety. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So I mean, what do you do to step it up?
Man. That's where I get to do what I never like to do. I'm like, that's why they make what they make. I just put that in the bank.
I'm gonna just get some credit about, hey, y'all have some good ideas.
I can forget to put my check in the bank and be fine. And we don't miss a beat.
The machine keeps on the track.
Yeah. but yeah, I mean, gosh, because you do have to. I mean, it's the same thing with,
it's like Louisville Life.
I was about to say that. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was about to say. It's like Louisville Live. It's with these other things that the marketing team over there does. How do you top last year? How do you top this year? You know, how do you top, you know, is amazing. That's like was a couple years ago. We had Harlow was there. Donovan Mitchell was there. You know.
Montrez.
It was like, what do we do after this? Oh, yeah, last year wasn't guys like with Trez there?
Churchill Downs.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, what do you do next? I don't know. You know, like, but they'll do it, and it'll be awesome.
It's like you can't top the pictures from last year in the Louisville.
Until you do. Yeah, and that's kind of what
they got their job cut out for.
Coach Satterfield and them are doing now.
Don't you have some connections over there? Like, why don't you, while you're always, listen, oh, God. Why you're always ridiculing me of reaching out to my inside man and my connects over at the basketball office, say, why don't you reach out to your guys and say, hey, what other techniques are you going to bring into play?
Okay, I can do that.
Because I am curious.
I can do that. And then you stop and watch practice. Let me know how these guys are doing. Wouldn't you just chat with Danny Manning the other morning? Can we?
That was pathetic.
Can we go past that?
No. I'm never going
to
talk about
it. No, the problem with the coaching staff now, basketball-wise, not totally getting over on this, though, is they have seen and know too much. And they're not going to – this coaching staff is not going to think anybody's good.
I want to have that conversation.
Okay.
Because in my short encounter with Danny Manning,
yeah,
I would take the under.
Yeah, I know.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 DeVille.
Beamer Benz a Bentley, Beamer Benz a Bentley, Beamer Benz a Bentley. My jeans are never empty. Beamer Benz a Bentley, Beamer Benz a Bentley, Beamer Benz a Bentley. Your scheming don't affect me.
I'm fresh, I'm fly, I'm so damn high. More than 500 horses when I roll by. I'm calm, I'm cool, they think brand new.
damn crew. Beamer, Benza, Bentley. Beamer, Benza, Bentley. Beat it, I bet she let me. She been fiending since she met me. I'm the coolest shit, especially when I throw on all my dressy.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. They can't even tell what that is. Okay, heading into the break, Steve hit me with this reality. Followed up, it originally started with Danny Manning. I don't have to tell you, Steve, but Danny Manning was in my wheelhouse of, he's the best player in the country when I'm like 8, 9, 10 years old, whatever. He's the best player in the country.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I get a chance, I pull up beside him.
Did y'all play against each other?
No.
I'm joking.
We didn't, Steve.
But he was in the 80s, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, so, yeah, I was checking him out as, like, he's, like, his year he dominated college was, like, my first year where I knew the teams and knew the players and, you know, like, not just the team you root for. You just know the whole landscape. Yeah. So, yeah, he was just a dude. Yeah. So, yeah, I got, like I said, when I you know, hollered at him, rolled up on him, and I was telling Nikki that when he finally let his guard down a little bit and said, yeah, we got a lot of work to do. I was like, oh, dear God. Oh, no. And listen, I wasn't rational enough to think about it like that. I'm just like, no, I saw it in his face.
I know. And you told me that story. But man, I look at this staff. And, like, for instance, yesterday, Nolan Smith puts out a picture, right? And I guess he was messing with Ashton Miles DeVore, right? Ellis Miles' son, and they were kind of playing or whatever. And in this picture, Nolan Smith's dribbling. Nolan Smith, national championship winning Nolan Smith, who grew up under Derek Smith, right? Or was as a child, right? Okay, so this guy played for Coach K. All this stuff, coached Zion Williamson and all these guys, right? He's dribbling. It's kind of blurry in the back, but you can see over his shoulder, standing, watching them, like kind of yelling, is Reese Gaines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We know what Reese Gaines. Reese Gaines, who Dwayne Wade said, best college player I've ever played against. No doubt it was Reese Gaines. You know, out of everybody, went close. Right next to him is Milt Wagner. Okay? We know what Milt Wagner's credentials are, right? Mm-hmm.
Or do we?
or some.
Yeah, he's unqualified for any position.
You're right. Milt Wagner's credentials, okay? Just in that picture, that's what's in that picture. I'm like, man, this staff has seen so much through thine eyes. There's not one player. You experienced it back with Coach Crum when they were like, who was it? Was it Gibbs had to tell
Steve,
you?
Steve.
Yep. Okay, somebody had to tell you. Yes, P-Shot. Yep. That's right. Had to tell you, like, dude, you got to understand. Steve's coached everybody. There's not a player that's going to step in the Planet Fitness Keeber Center.
Be impressive.
That's going to impress Kenny Payne,
golly,
Danny Manning, Nolan Smith. You know, and we just act like Josh Jameson just, you know, he's not done anything. I mean, for 10 years, he's been, you know, a director of ops in the Pac-12, has coached five-star players. Right. Yeah. It's like nobody's going to come in and they're just going to go, oh, man, we've just never seen a guy like this
somebody impressed this whole coaching staff over there. Who is it?
On this team?
Yeah.
Probably, it would be one of two guys. It would be Kamari or Brandon.
I think it's Jalen.
Could be Jalen.
I think it's Jalen.
Could be.
I think it's Jalen. I think if we were just doing if we were just doing the okay. I think Jalen is the – how the hell did y'all win 12 games? And
– with one of them.
They probably treat Jalen Withers like crap, like the lovable, though. But it's like, dude, You won 12 games.
But to your point, okay, it's Sidney Curry. Like, I've coached a Dakari Johnson. I've coached a, you know, big guys who can dunk, you know. Yep. And that's not knocking Sidney Curry.
Strong.
Yeah, you know, L. Ellis. I know people don't want to hear this right now, but you can find guards everywhere. Yep. You can find guys that aren't highly rated. It's like, yeah, he's a good guard. Yep. I mean, guards are everywhere. But, yeah, to your point, maybe – because my mind –
it's like guards, you got to look at the attitude.
Sure.
And the bigs, you got
to
look at the –
well, that's why. Go ahead. Something I wanted to talk about, and I guess we can parlay the two conversations together, was you go look at the guys that Kenny Payne has offered lately, the guards. Mm-hmm. Not a ton of the top 10 guards. A lot of the guards he's – like he put out a couple of the DeLeone kid the other day, four-star guard. There was another guard the other day that he offered that wasn't – I mean, you know, top 80. Mm. It was like the point guards he has offered has not been – I mean, you know, DJ Wagner obviously is up there. AJ Johnson is a guy. But like – so I'm not saying he's not going after those top 20 guys. But a lot of the guys, you can tell that he is okay finding guards. I'm going to pick two that I want, and the rest, okay, y'all go ahead and fight for all those dudes. I'm going to go get these dudes. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to add them with some five-star wings and five-star bigs. And that might be, like with Coach Mack, it was older guards. We knew. If Coach Mack was going to be here, we were going to have older guards.
We were going to have two grad transfer every older year. Guards.
That's what he liked. He wanted an older dude running his team. That's what I want. And when the time comes around that I do get a four-year guy that sticks around, I may stick with that guy. With Kenny Payne, I think it's going to be the opposite.
He wanted older players.
Yeah, you're right. Players, I think Kenny Payne, though, is going to do that, but do it out of the recruiting. Whereas – I'm going to have one or two guys, Fabio Basile, who I think will come in the next couple weeks, that will be a guy that probably is 2 years, 3 years, because I think he will be a guy that will not stay here 4 years and will probably go to the league. I mean, whatever, laugh now, and you can, Fabio Basile, okay, whatever. But you get what I'm saying? Like, I think that's going
to
be.
So you're paying more attention to the recruiting type of player.
Yeah.
Yeah, because.
Because I'm trying to learn him. I mean, as much as I was all in on Kenny Payne, but I'm still trying to learn what it's going to be.
Yeah, what it looks like.
What to expect. So when I go to recruiting things and I'm watching guys, I might start going, oh, that's one to watch.
So do you think he's not in – don't answer this question.
Okay.
Talent, I want you to think about it. I'm going to take the
– you know, it just reminded me of Forgetting Sarah Marshall, where he's learning to surf. And Paul Rudd is playing the guy, and he's like, do nothing. And he's like, he just pops up. He goes, no, do less. And anyways, he sits down, and then he's like, okay, don't do anything, but pop up. You know, and anyways, he goes, no, do nothing. So he just lays there. He's like, well, you got to do something. Right. And he's like, what am I doing?
I'm going to want you to answer this question after we take the call. But the question is, do you feel like Kenny Payne is – talent acquire guy, mentality acquire guy, or skill acquire guy? What does he have the most confidence in? But I'll go to the phone lines. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Good morning. You know, a different perspective on interpreting what Danny Manning had to say. I mean, you got Danny, you got Kenny, you got Nolan, all been NBA players.
Mm-hmm.
You take an NBA player like, I guess, Mr. James, who maybe is at the top of the professional game, and he still works on his game because he's not satisfied with where he is. You know, Danny and Kenny and Nolan in the league. Yeah, you're good enough to be in the league, but every offseason you're working to improve your game. And I think these guys are never satisfied with good.
Oh, you mean the whole staff?
Better than good.
Yeah, like an NBA mentality.
Whether it's improving your ball handling, or your shooting, or your speed, or just your knowledge of your game, and knowing where your players are. I mean, there's always more that these guys want out of their players, so they're never going to be satisfied because you can always be a little bit stronger, a little bit smarter, a little bit quicker, a little bit better, a little bit more savvy at your game.
But is it fair to say I don't want to hear that? Is it fair for me to say I don't want to ever hear that?
No, I mean, you want these guys to be better each and every day because they can always get more out of themselves. And I think that's the philosophy that these guys, especially Coach Payne, has for these players. Never be satisfied with where you are because you can always get more out of yourself.
Right. And Doc, I appreciate the call. You do make the good point. NBA never satisfied type players are going to be surly.
Sure.
Yeah, when talking about the skill level. Like their biggest problem will probably be complimenting publicly.
Oh, yeah.
Gave some good effort.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just told you before the show, I watched the Streetball documentary, and it was such a great documentary. And the whole time, and there's NBA guys talking about how amazing it is and how hard it is to play streetball. And then at the end of the documentary, they're like, I don't think these dudes could have played in the NBA. And it kind of like record scratches, and all the NBA guys are like, no. No.
No.
No. None of these guys can play in the NBA. You know, Rafer Austin, yes, he was the best. And he was...
I yeah,
like, you know,
and
he's the legend of streetball.
And your point to the discipline level,
Kyrie Irving,
yeah, just like how disciplined you have to be on a daily basis. Yeah. And it's like he's over there trying to teach that right now.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You're no days off kind of mode. So yeah, like I said,
one of the best things I've heard from a coach was from Coach Hayworth over at Mail. He was talking about a player who was Caleb Glenn was one of them, and then another player that was it's not here, but I'll leave his name out of it. But he was like, the difference is, man, he's like, Caleb works out with a pro mentality. He said the other guy, you watch him, he said, is what he needs is to be with somebody that will force him to work out with a pro mentality. Because he works hard, but he doesn't work out like a pro.
Yeah,
man, that's a great.
Yeah, I saw a little meme about that. Like, you know, yeah, guys talking about, you know, there's a difference between working hard and just, you know.
Yeah.
Just, I forgot the other phrase, but yeah, a guy can work hard. Oh, a hard worker, that's what it was.
Yeah.
There's a difference between a hard worker and a guy who works hard, you know, because it's like.
Sure.
When optimal conditions, yeah, he'll work hard.
Yeah.
A hard worker. Is no matter what, you stick him in anywhere. He's just a hard worker. That's who he is. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, that's a good little way to phrase it. Okay, I asked a question.
Yep.
Kenny Payne, recruiting trail. Does it look like to you, is he in talent acquisition, right?
Uh-huh.
Is he in mentality? And what I mean, like, is he just looking for dog attitudes?
Right.
Or is he just, no, does he, I need to get, I just need to get some raw talent in here first, or is he like, I need a guy who can just, you know, handle it. Like, I need a shooter. Like,
yeah.
Like what if you were just trying to just look at the scholarship offers and look at what you've seen him go after, which one of those players does Kenny Payne go after first?
Well, I here's the way I can answer that, because I think all three. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the only way to answer that is to say, well, yeah, all three. But I think I would answer it like this. I think it would be in order. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I think first you got to just have some. For me, just watching what he's doing, like
physical.
You got to have raw talent.
Mm-hmm.
I think then. It's mentality.
That's what he looks for first.
Yeah, I think
physically,
so.
Physically, you got to be big enough to compete out here.
I think so. And then I think you say, or even if not physically, or even if you're a smaller guard, you got to be nasty. Mm-hmm. You know, just raw, just nasty. You know what I'm saying? Then I think it's mentality.
Yeah, because I think Mac went after mentality first.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Then I think it's skill. Like, because I can mold you to the skill I want. Like, I'm not – now, sometimes maybe it's like I need a shooter, so I'm going to go get just a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you recruit that way, you really
– That's like recruiting a team.
You sacrifice a lot because you say, okay, Matt Cross was a shooter. I need a dead-eye shooter. That's Matt Cross. Probably didn't fit one and two for what we needed, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And when you don't hit and you're a shooter, mm-hmm. my God.
But if you did it the other way and said, okay, Raw talent. Mentality. Huh? But a shooter. Well, if you don't check one and two, I'm definitely not. So to me, that's how I think Kenny Payne does it. Right off the bat, if like you don't have the talent, I'm not going to sit here and try to love you up and coach you up. You know what I mean?
You have to, Steve.
Yeah, I know. But Kenny Payne's not. And you can tell that he's like, listen, I want dudes that have put in the work that have now, because, and here's the thing, you may have raw talent, but I look at a guy and I say, okay, I'm looking at a guy, okay, for instance, Fabio Basile, 6'5", you know, you see his workout videos, the talent's there, he can jump from that, he can handle, he can do all this. He's not ready, but he's got the mentality because I see the work, you know what I'm saying? What's Fabio specialize in?
I don't know.
Does it matter? You know what I'm saying? Like, because if you started from three in my thing, if you flip that.
It's tempo.
Sure, but Fabio's not on the table if you start with skill set. You're not even looking at Fabio. You're going, and see, that's what I think a lot of people look at a guy like that, and that's where we're learning Kenny Payne. Is you say, okay, what, is he a dead-eye shooter? Is he ball handler? What, well, I don't know that he's any of those, you know, as far as great, great. He can do them all, you know?
Yeah, I mean. To your point, he had triple-double.
No, right. Yeah, sure. But he's still not one of those three. He's not a specialist at anything, really. Okay, cool.
I want to see how fast he is up close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if he checks one and two, we'll figure out the skill thing. I know he's got the raw talent. I know he's got the mentality. I'll bring him in. You know, he's got the height. When I'm saying raw talent, I'm mixing in height, you know,
speed, like.
You know,
yeah, raw
handles, whatever. You know, if you're a big man, hands, long, you know, can arms. You finish, you know, type of that stuff. So that's kind of a broad thing. I mean, you know, you could almost add physical attributes in there, but I don't know. That's kind of the way I'm.
You rank it
just watching him. That's kind of what it feels like he's doing. Because I do think mentality matters to him.
Does he believe that he can tap into the mentality?
I think so. Yeah, that's why it's not number one.
Yeah. I was going to say, I probably moved that down to the last one. But then again, it's like, no, because you need dog attitudes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think you need guys that are going to come in.
Is that the hardest thing to spot on the recruiting trail? Because some guys are just, they look like it out here. But it's like, if they see some.
Kentucky's done a good job at. I'll give him that. Very little do I like to give Calipari credit, but the way he recruits is usually when he brings in guys that don't want to compete, it shows quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like that guy falls off quick. A lot of times he's brought in dudes that aren't afraid to come in and play with other dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You saw the Anthony Davis video in the locker room. But anyways, but you get what I'm saying? They're not afraid to come in and compete. That's something I've always had to like. I'm not going to give him credit for, but I'm gonna like tip my cap, like
quietly
in my room somewhere. Yeah. Like those guys really aren't afraid to come in. Like you know, like oh, you got three guards, cool.
I do like, yeah.
You know.
If you can find that, that's a tough
commodity. And the guys that don't feel that
they're
gonna way.
They're going to get better so much faster with that kind of attitude.
Right, and like it or not, and I don't always.
God, they will tear up a locker room too, though.
Calipari is part of Kenny Payne's DNA, whether you like it or not. So, like, there is a piece of that you're going to have to say. And I just think that mentality is too for me because of that. Because he's, regardless of what people think, I know there's some out there that don't think he's ever going to land a recruit, period.
Brandon did that, though.
Right. And as going forward, I mean, like, I just read an article in the commercial break about Carter Knox talking about how Louisville's probably recruiting him the hardest. I mean, 5 stars, it's all over the place. Louisville Live's going to have a ton of 5 stars. Can't say, but there's going to be some 5 stars there. But anyways, it's like, okay, but here's the thing. I know I'm going to recruit those guys. So I know I'm going to be bringing guys into talented teams.
So I've got to have guys.
And you got to be able, you have to be able to spot that. Are you scared to compete?
Yeah, so that's why I think that's number two, and I just think skill set's number three for me, or for him. Mm. I don't know if it'd be for me, but for him it is, I think, you know, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and he's not under the criticism umbrella. So it's like he
well, not yet.
Yeah, he won't have to change the.
No, I mean, the loudest people, you know, they're the Twitter, the loudest barking people sometimes make it feel that way. But I mean, Kenny Payne's here for 4 years, whether you like him or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, so buckle in for 4 years. You know, if he sucks, he's here for 4 years. So buckle in.
And they got him for the cheap, too.
Yeah, he's not, well, for another year or two. He won't be cheap.
You think his price is going to go up?
Yeah. I think the NBA is going to come after him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Louisville's going to have to fight off the NBA in the next 5 years. So we'll see. That's why I would rather not spend all my time pissing on him right now. because, and again, this is Prophet Steve telling you, in the next 5 years, you're going to fight the NBA off for him. And he has a clause in his contract, so go ahead and tell you right now, he can get out of his contract to go to the NBA.
Yeah, clause.
So you're going to fight them off for him in the next 5 years. So it's like, I just think.
Well, hope you're ready, Nolan. Roll along with Jason Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.